Welcome back to D10B College. Today we're building something subtle, but seriously powerful. A low-end pressure edit. Think of it as a jungle-style pad drift stretch from scratch in Ableton Live 12. Beginner-friendly, but with proper D10B intent. The goal here is not to make a giant pad wash that takes over the track. It's to take a simple pad, or even a vocal-like texture, and turn it into something that swells, drifts, and stretches with purpose. Something that can live in an intro, a breakdown, or just before the drop, and make the drums feel bigger when they arrive. Why this works in D10B is simple. Jungle and darker drum and bass rely on space, decay, and pressure. The atmosphere has to create tension without smearing the kick, snare, break, and sub. If you get this right, the pad feels like a haunted ghost moving across the bar line. If you get it wrong, it just muddies the whole groove. So let's start with the source. Pick one sound that can survive stretching. A pad chord is perfect. A vocal stab can also work. A choir-ish texture is great too. If you've got a short atmospheric sample of your own, that can be even better. Keep it musical, but not too busy. For a beginner, a single chord hit or a sustained note is the safest choice because it gives the stretch room to reveal character. Drop it onto an audio track in Ableton, and trim it so the start is clean. If the sample has too much bass in it, choose a different one. For this sound, you want mid-range emotion, not a full-range wall. What you're listening for is whether the sample still feels interesting when it's held longer. If it turns ugly, floppy, or clicky when stretched, it may be too transient heavy or too low-end heavy to begin with. That matters because in D&B the drums and sub already own the bottom. Your pad stretch is there to support the mood, not fight the foundation. Now turn warp on and stretch the audio out so the phrase lasts longer than the original. This is where it starts becoming a transition tool instead of just a sample. For smoother material, try Complex Pro. For grainier or more atmospheric sounds, texture can give you a more animated smear. Both are valid. If you want a more stable, emotional drift, go cleaner. If you want a rougher, haunted jungle character, let it smear a little more. A useful beginner move is to stretch the phrase so it lasts 1 to 2 bars. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep the start aligned enough to feel musical, but not so perfect that it loses tension. You want controlled instability, not random digital damage. What to listen for here is whether the sound feels like it's breathing with the bar, or whether it just sounds broken in a bad way. There's a difference. You're after drift, not obvious artifacts unless those artifacts actually suit the vibe. Once the stretch feels right, shape the tone with EQ8. This is where the edit starts making room for the track. First, roll off the low end hard. Usually somewhere below 150 to 250 Hz is a good place to start. If the sound feels boxy or cloudy, make a gentle cut around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets glassy or shouty, tame some of the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. After that, use auto filter to push the sound deeper into the background or make it feel more animated. A low pass filter works great if you want the pad to sit darker behind the drums. If you want something narrower and eerier, you can shape it toward a bandpass feel. Keep the cutoff movement slow, over 1 to 4 bars, so it feels like drift rather than a dramatic sweep. A good starting point for darker pressure is a cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 6 kHz, with moderate resonance. Enough to add shape, not enough to whistle. Now let's give it some density with saturator. A little saturation goes a long way here. You're not trying to make it obviously distorted. You're trying to make the stretched pad feel thicker, closer, and more expensive in the mix. Start with a drive of around 2 to 6 dB, and keep an eye on the output so you're not fooling yourself with extra level. If it gets harsh, back off before you keep EQing forever. This is one of those little D10B tricks that matters. Stretched audio can sound thin or flat. Saturation adds harmonics that help it survive on smaller speakers and sit against the break. If you want a heavier version, soft clip can help, but use it carefully. If it starts getting crunchy in an ugly way, lower the input and let the device work more gently. Now add motion. Automation is what turns a stretched sample into a real atmospheric edit. You can automate the filter cutoff, reverb send, track volume, and maybe subtle pit-style movement if the source allows it. Keep it slow. Open the filter gradually over 2 bars. Push more reverb into the last bar of a phrase. Pull the volume down a little before the drums re-enter so the pad doesn't mask the downbeat. And here's a useful workflow tip. Once you find one motion pattern that works, duplicate the clip and change just one parameter at a time. That keeps you from getting lost in random tweaking and helps you build a repeatable style. Now let's add space. Reverb is great, but in D10B it has to be controlled. A return track is usually the safest choice because you can dial it a mountain without committing too early. Try a decay between 1.5 and 4 seconds, with a pre-delay of about 10 to 30 milliseconds. High pass the reverb so the low end stays clean. For a darker track, the reverb should not float over everything like trance atmosphere. It should feel like pressure in the room. Drier and closer works better for rollers and heavier mixes. More washed and ghostly works better for intros, breakdowns, and cinematic transitions. What to listen for now is whether the snare still cracks through. Loop 8 bars with the break and bass. If the snare feels smaller, the pad still has too much mid-range or too much reverb. Reduce the tail, cut more low mids, or back off the send. That snare has to stay king. Even a drifting pad needs phrase discipline. In DNB, we usually think in 1 bar, 2 bar, 4 bar, or 8 bar chunks. So let the pad swell in 1 bar, hold in the next, thin out briefly, then come back stronger. That creates call and response with the drums without needing to hit every beat. Sometimes less is heavier. Leaving gaps can make the atmosphere feel more powerful, because the listener's ear notices the space. If you want a little extra movement, use clip gain or volume automation to duck the pad slightly on snare hits. Keep it subtle. We're not building a full sidechain effect here. We're just making room for impact. At this point, once the sound feels good, commit it to audio. This is a big one. Print the best version. Bounce it or record it onto a new audio track. Why? Because printed audio lets you treat it like a phrase, not just a sound source. You can cut it, reverse the tail, duplicate it, or chop the best moment into something that really functions in the arrangement. And honestly, that's often where the best results come from. The more you commit, the more musical it starts to feel. Once it's printed, break it into useful parts. A rise, a held center, a tail, maybe even a reverse entry. A tiny reverse tail before the drop can be a classic jungle-style pull, and it works because it sucks energy into the downbeat without needing a flashy riser. Now place it where it actually does a job. This kind of edit works brilliantly in the last 2 bars before a drop, the first 4 bars of a breakdown, the gap between drum phrases, or the intro of a second drop, when you want evolution instead of repetition. A strong structure could be a pad drift for 4 bars, drums entering underneath, then the pad widening again before it cuts out right before the drop. That disappearance is part of the impact. A lot of the power here comes from what you remove. One more important check: mono compatibility. If the pad is wide and atmospheric, it might sound huge in headphones but disappear on a club system. Make sure the important part of the tone still survives in mono. Keep the low end cut away, and if the sound vanishes when collapsed, it's too dependent on stereo width. Reduce the width or keep the core more centered. A good pressure edit should feel wide in the room, but still solid in the middle of the mix. That's how it stays DJ-friendly. Let's talk about a few classic mistakes before you move on. The first is leaving too much low end in the pad. That fights the sub and blurs the kick. Cut it aggressively. The second is stretching something too transient heavy. That usually creates clicks and awkward damage instead of a smooth drift. Choose a more sustained source. The third is using too much reverb too early. That turns the sound into fog and hides the snare detail. Keep the wet amount under control and use pre-delay if needed. The fourth is making the pad too loud in the drop. It should support the groove, not steal it. And the fifth is ignoring mono. If the pad only sounds good in stereo, it's fragile. Here is a good mindset for darker DNB. Add grit before width. A little saturation or soft clipping often helps more than stacking huge stereo tricks. Also, let the pad answer the snare instead of covering it. If the snare hits with authority, the pad can swell just after it and create pressure without masking the impact. If the arrangement feels empty, let the pad hold longer instead of adding more notes. If the drums already feel small, simplify the pad. And if the sound only feels great in solo, bring it back into the full context with kick, snare, and sub before you decide anything. That's where the real test is. So here's the workflow in one clean sweep. Choose a source that can survive stretching. Warp it so it becomes a 1 or 2 bar drift. Cut the low end hard. Shape it with EQ and filter. Add a bit of saturation for density. Automate slowly for movement. Use reverb carefully. Print the best version to audio. Then arrange it where it helps the section change feel bigger. If you want a more damaged version, go grainier, darker, and shorter. If you want a cleaner version, keep the movement more stable and the mix more controlled. Both can be useful. The key is choosing the version that serves the track. For your practice challenge, make one pressure edit from a single source sample using only stock Ableton devices. Build 2 versions if you can. One ghostly and damaged, one cleaner and more mix-friendly. Keep everything below around 200 Hz removed, and fit each one into a 2-bar phrase. Then loop it with drums and sub and ask yourself 3 questions. Does it leave the snare space? Does it still work in mono? And does it feel like a real transition element instead of just a pad loop? That's the real test. If you get this right, the result should feel like a haunted, breathing atmosphere that intensifies the track without clouding the groove. Not huge, not messy, just controlled pressure. Try the exercise, print the best version, and listen to how much bigger the drums feel when the atmosphere knows when to step back. That's proper DNB thinking.